This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it then.
Fight it then.
Fight it with all
fight
that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning, warning.
We've got to stop them. They're going to kill us all.
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being.
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so obvious. Makes you so sick at heart. You can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it. And unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well now you got it.
Rest, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
These truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. The world is waking up, and this is the tipping point.
Tipping point.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scott McKay coming to you here live on Revolution Radio, broadcasting from Dallas, Texas. This is the tipping point, and this is a high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer that rains down a shitstorm on every scumbag on earth, central bankers, politicians in Washington, D.C., state legislatures, mayors around the country, major cities, Democrats that can't seem to get any infrastructure projects built inside of cities that they've been running for 75 years, including this city of Dallas, Texas. Roads are embarrassing in many places. And also the Vatican, the royal families, and pretty much every other shitbag in this world who has had their foot, their boot, heel on the backs of the necks of humanity while we've been face down in the dirt for a very long time. I don't really care how good you think you have it in this world or in this country. And some people are doing really, really well, and, you know, some independently wealthy. I can tell you this, you're getting shafted. You don't know it, but you're getting shafted because you think that this is all that it's supposed to be in this realm, this quantum realm that our Creator gave to us as a gift to be able to ascend to the highest levels, even here on planet Earth in a worldly fashion. But we can't because of the powers that be and what they've done to humanity as long as I've been alive, as long as you've been alive. We'll probably talk about that tonight. Let's see. Just so you know, Patriot Street Fighter 33 on YouTube is alive and well, but I just got a message from Jeff over there at American Media Periscope. Can't get it up on that channel tonight. Most of you folks know that the only reason I have YouTube channels up right now is to fork with Susan Wojcicki, CEO of YouTube, because, you know, having 32 channels taken down in a year would have been 60 to 80 had I not been on tour most of last year. Just didn't have the time to get them up. But I just keep showing them that, you know, they can do what they do, you know, take their basketball, go home, run away from the battlefield. That doesn't stop us from beating up on them any chance we can get. But anyways, as we are broadcasting from this particular platform, Revolution Radio, the distinct advantage that I have here on the Tipping Point and as the birthplace of Patriot Street Fighter is they can't shut me down. These clowns that censor because they take advertising dollars from these companies and these criminal corporations to shut people down, shut them up, not let the truth come out. Well, it doesn't happen here. And the reason it doesn't happen here in Revolution Radio is because this is a privately funded We the People operation worldwide. Fund this platform. And this is the information warfare platform for the Tipping Point by choice. It's where we started. And we have basically a no holds barred rule book here, whatever it takes to get the job done. Of course, there are some limitations. You can't be throwing out fork bombs. We can throw forks out here, but not the official fork bomb. But aside from that, if I want to point out the atrocities that are bestowed upon mankind by the Bush family here in Texas, George H.W. Bush, the Nazi pedophile, child trafficking, drug runner, leader of the Fourth Reich, I can't get shut down here because of free speech and because you fund the platform. You're the ones that keep this growing around the world. To all my friends out there, international, let you know that although we're fighting from this seat here in the United States for America, we have not forgotten about you. We know you're fighting the same fight. I want to tell you to stay in that fight. Helping stay in the fight is also donating to this platform. On you can see on the website, freedomslips.com or revolution.radio, there's a button, top left of center, and it's a donate button. You can, if you feel compelled, you can donate. You can also create a Patreon account. There's an orange button at the top and the bottom of the website. If you scroll to the bottom, you'll see it one down there as well. You can click that on and you can set it up so it donates a few bucks a month or a lot a month, whatever you feel comfortable with and feel motivated to do. And if you're like the general who would use snail mail, he didn't have a computer, didn't have internet, he would just write out a check to Revolution Radio, and in the memo he would put down in a memo his favorite show, and of course I bribed him to make that the Tipping Point. But there's a lot of great hosts here. There's a lot of great shows on a multitude of exposure topics in the world that don't get touched on by choice of the cabal powers, but you'll find them here. So I do recommend that you roll through the different shows in the schedule and see what is there. And you're going to find a whole lot more here than just me. And there's a lot of powerful voices here that are fighting the same battle here on a spiritual, physical, and an esoteric level. And send that off, that check, by the way. There's an address for Terry Ackerman, one of the producers of Revolution Radio up there in Ohio. Send it off to her. And forgive me, my friends at Revolution Radio. I know you can even donate in Bitcoin, and I saw that memo and before the show. I forgot to read that again so I could put it out there. But I do believe people, you'll find where you can actually, somewhere on the site there, if you want to donate in Bitcoin, something like that, that is possible. But anyways, so very grateful for those people over there that have helped us get this thing off the ground. Willow Anderson, Maude Painter. We've had Sir Pat Rabbit. He was the one that helped get me on schedule all the time. The mysterious Mr. Rowe, who had provided me with the audios for quite some time so we could make YouTube videos out of them and keep the message going. So there's a lot of great people over there that have done good things for us, and we certainly are very grateful for everything they've done and they do on a daily, weekly basis to keep this platform expanding, because it's critically important. So most of you know that I have been on a bit of a sabbatical. My apologies for the last few weeks where we weren't here on the network. I had just kind of reached the point. Most people know that I keep the throttle wide open all the time, and I rarely can say no to people. I got to be careful. I keep adjusting my glasses because there's fog on them. I'm trying to get a better, you know, get a better view when I'm sitting here looking at my screens. And I know some clown, some shill, troll, milquetoast pussy, whatever he was. You know, you see this stuff all the time. I'll see where, comments in some videos sometimes in different chat boxes. Of course, they're always attacking us. And, I guess this is an Illuminati, a Masonic sign where you keep adjusting your glasses. I wear reading glasses. I have 20/20 vision, 2017 vision in one eye, 2015 in the other, but I can't see shit up close. I don't get that. So I got to wear prescription reading glasses. There's transitional ones instead of bifocals with the line that runs across the bottom. They're transitional. It creates like a bubble, and it's just a general annoyance, unfortunately, but I've not worn glasses in my life. I hate wearing these things now. One of the reasons that I do like to wear them is because it covers up the raccoon eyes that I've developed in the last 2 years, 18 months from not ever sleeping enough and just having too much fun here on the Tipping Point and everything else we're doing. So, we're going to jump around tonight, going to ramble a little bit. I like when I come in unprepared because you nor I know exactly what's going to happen here tonight. There's a lot I've been unplugged from the current events. And most of you know that I do not any longer get down in the minutia of the day to day information from all the news sources you can find. And there's a reason for that. Quite honestly, folks, number one, I get bored, easily, with redundancy and repetition. Although those are the things that I built my entire life on, redundancy and repetition. But when it comes to doing an everyday analysis of the play-by-play of what we see coming out in all media sources, the Mockingbird media shit show they call news, the propaganda machine, and a lot of podcasters out there, and, you know, before it's news or real raw news or, you know, David X22 report and you know, a lot of these, Mike Jaco, a lot of people we listen to out there. I don't get to listen to as many as I used to, not much at all, but a lot of things that I used to read, and then comment all the time. You know, here's my thought on that. I know a lot of people, you know, got a little, I guess, leaning on me. Where's the intel? One clown up in Scranton claims that I have no intel sources, can't get any anymore, and I'm washed up, and the big dogs up there are going to have to finish the show. We've got those people in our community. These are the weakest people in the movement, fragging other soldiers in the back while they're on the battlefield fighting the same fight. I don't get that. I won't comment on any names because these clowns aren't worth it. But I can just tell you, I hear this stupid stuff, and I can tell you, any of these clowns that have things like that to say, they don't know the people I know. The people I know and the intel sources I have, and even things that I don't even talk about, they wouldn't associate with these ass clowns. They just wouldn't, because they don't know who they are. They wouldn't associate with them because they know what they're about. They also know what we're about. We're about the truth. We're about affecting change. So when I look at it from this perspective, and sometimes some of you folks may say, hey, how come he doesn't give us all this great information? Truth be told, folks, is that yes, I could sit and dig like I have for 30 years, you know, just being up to date on everything going on every day, not just here in the country, but geopolitically. I've done that all over the world. Geopolitics was my armchair passion, and economics for all this time. So I would only know what was going on in the U.S. I knew what was going on in other countries because it all tied together. So I don't analyze that and report that. And I'll tell you why, because two reasons. Number one, who knows, maybe one day I return to doing just that, but there are so many good podcasters out there. There are so many good channels out there, so many good news sources that I noticed a lot of folks are repeating the same thing. Like this, there's a redundancy where somebody picks something up and it just goes throughout that whole realm of broadcasters or, you know, media sources. So I thought to myself, there's so many really great people out there. I'm not necessarily going to be missed that much from that perspective. And so that's when we shifted last year, and primarily above and beyond anything else, We could sit here and just constantly discuss intel, like, or, you know, like a news program like Fox News. Of course, that's all propaganda and bullshit too. They're not telling you the truth, because they're paid too to not let you know the truth. It just gets to be a drumbeat. And after a while, you don't really absorb anything because it's your brain's trained for this certain frequency of information. Most important thing about what we're doing here at Revolution Radio or Patriot Street Fighter is exactly that, to turn people into Patriot Street Fighters, to get them into the fight. So, you know, having to deal with the criticism about being out there on tour and, you know, this other bullshit, what these people don't understand is information doesn't win a war. It certainly is integral, but if people don't do something with that information, i.e. take their rightful place in a republic, in a representative republic, and get their asses out in the street and put up a fight against the controllers, the bought and paid for politicians, mayors, police commissioners who will not allow their police officers to do the job. Just all this bullshit we've seen around the country. If people do not get out of their houses or from behind their computer and get in the fight, we lose the country. We lose the country. So from my seat, the most important thing for me to have done last year was to get out there, get around the country, meet the people, because people can tell. Yeah. And I know you, most of you are like this too. I'm the same way. I'm an eye reader. When I talk to people, you know, my eye contact is a straight line, consistent, because as I listen to people and I talk to them, I watch their eyes, because for some reason, I just have that innate ability to learn a lot about the person just watching their eyes. And I don't know what it is. It's an energetic side of it, but the communication side. But I know when I'm looking into the eyes of this tens of thousands of people that, you know, we'd meet out there going across country twice on tour, going to all the Reawaken America events, meeting all those people as well. It lets them know that you're sincere. It lets them know if you are. And that's one thing I have not had, come from my audience that have ever come out and met us. It's like, that guy's just full of shit, or, you know, he's in it for whatever reason. There's no hiding why I do what I do. And I think it's important for people to be able to, you know, see that, prove that to themselves, that this operation is an all-out war for the right reasons. Because at the end of the day, we the people is the most important thing to me on planet Earth. The people. It's all about the people. And somebody asked me, hey, why don't you run for the U.S. Senate now? You had a dream to do that one day. Well, first of all, I wouldn't step inside that sewer of Washington, D.C. for any price. In fact, you couldn't get me in that beltway, even if you put a bullet in my head and grabbed me by the feet and drug me there to serve in that town. I would actually, once they got me inside the beltway, I would likely, like Lazarus, I'd stand up and walk my ass. I'd hitchhike my way back to Dallas. I want nothing to do with those people, that environment, especially built on that satanic lair that it is, the whole structure and construct of Washington, D.C. from an aerial view is their satanic owl, the way these things are laid out, these structures they build around the country. They do it everywhere they go. I don't want anything to do with that. I wouldn't want anything to do with state-level politicians or legislatures. Why? Because they're full of shit. Same thing. We've watched this country, the degradation in this country, continue forward on society and humanity at all levels, down to local levels. Same thing there. I mean, you want to put a window, you put a new window in your house, you got to go deal with some guy, some girl at a building department, even in a tiny small town like where I grew up, and put up with bullshit from these people that know nothing about construction, but they got all these quote unquote statutes. They're not laws. They're not laws that are passed by anybody. These statutes from their corporations, and they can tell you what to do in your own property, right? I just watched over the last four decades, getting worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. So who does that to us? You? No. Do I do it? No. Who does it? Well, it's these ice holes that get in these positions where they think, well, I'm now in this elected position and I'm the ruler. They don't understand. Governments at all levels in this country do not understand that these people work for us. They are our servants. Servants. Nothing more. Servants. They have been now, many people have been running for offices because they see how much power comes with, how much ass gets kissed whenever you're a politician on any level. They like that. They love that idea. And they think, well, I can do what I want because I'm in power. No, you're just another basic issue scumbag that's likely doing what you're doing to humanity like the rest of them before you. And if you're not in there fighting, creating massive chaos, once again, you're one of them. You're part of the problem. When a country is going in the wrong direction at all levels for decades, the only thing that turns it around is the guy or the girl that goes in there and starts shitting all over the place. Starts pounding away on these people. Press conferences going right to we the people and saying, look at this shit show I'm seeing in my elected position. This is what these clowns and criminals are doing. Unfortunately, I don't see anybody doing that. I have some faith in a few people that are running for Congress, for governor, for running for the Senate. Have some faith. I know, you know, the one person that I have full belief in that's running for the governor of Nevada is Joey Gilbert. I'm actually stunned that Donald Trump decided to endorse Sheriff Lombardo. I thought when I saw that, it's, look, here's the thing. You know, I can say this. My dad would tell you the same thing about me. Scott McKay's a yes man to no one except my creator or Christ if he set up right in front of me. But I'm a yes man to no one, not even Donald Trump. If Donald Trump is gonna support an outright criminal, a guy who was complicit in shielding the FBI's involvement in the massacre in Las Vegas, shooting 652 people from multiple firing positions, killing 52 and then made probably up to 70 after those who were assassinated. They were trying to tell the world, hey, there wasn't just one direction. Every direction we ran, we were taking fire from the front. Change direction, take fire. Here's Lombardo. We watch this guy standing up there with the FBI thug enforcers, the criminals, standing behind him. He was nervous. This guy was as nervous as a duck in quicksand, and he couldn't maintain any eye contact during the press conference. His head would be in the air. His eyes would be looking down, head going back and forth, side to side, just putting out all this bullshit. And there we sit. There we sit. Again, things that make no logical sense whatsoever, and we're supposed to absorb this. And President Trump is now endorsing Lombardo in the primary against Joey Gilbert. All I can say, Mr. President, are you out of your forking mind? Are you out of your mind, Mr. President? So, because I predicted your greatness before you even had the election in 2016, I predicted, President Trump, you will be on Mount Rushmore carved into that before it's all said and done, likely in your lifetime, supported you the whole way through, and backed up all the decisions you made, bringing in deep state criminals into your administration, because I knew you know what you're doing. You're not a stupid man. I knew you were smoking these scumbags out. And, you know, we talk about the jab. I've had to have conversations with people about that. Think I'm just making excuses for you, Mr. Trump, Mr. President Trump. And I won't make excuses for anybody, but I do have my belief. And I do believe that in this operation, you have very good reasons why the things you have said about this jab, get the shot, all that bullshit. I have no choice but to be taken on blind faith for everything you have done and the risk you took of your family to do what you did for this country and this world. I have 100% confidence and faith, but I'm telling you right now, the brakes are on full stop. Heels are dug through the floor into the damn pavement on the street on this one. Maybe you got this guy. Maybe you got him backed into a corner and now you ran your hand up his back and grabbed a hold of his spinal cord, and he's going to be a ventriloquy dummy for you now to be effective in an operation to help take down some other scumbags inevitably and eventually. I will support that. But I also know, Mr. President, you expect me to do the right thing and stand on principle, and I'm doing it right now. You are dead forking wrong on Lombardo. Joey Gilbert is a guy who will not go along to get along. The guy came up through the boxing ranks, becomes a champion as a fighter. He's a fighter as an attorney up there in Reno, Nevada. He took on that criminal murderer scumbag, Governor Sisolak, that forced all these older people into these rest homes with the quote-unquote COVID virus, infected a lot of other senior citizens, and made it illegal. Couldn't make it unlawful because they didn't write the laws. Only legislatures do, but made it illegal to be able to have ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine as an effective remedy against this quote-unquote bioweapon. So he's a fork and murdering scumbag, a total piece of human garbage that's done what he's done to humanity, and a coward. It, as I said before, when these people are confronted, they're cowards. Many of you saw, oh, I can't think of our buddy. I met this guy at one of Clay Clark's events in the media room. I think I might have did a quick interview with him. Gosh, what's his name? So sorry, my friend, if you're watching this, all I can tell you, momentarily forgot your name, but you're a forking badass, where he caught Governor Sisolak in a restaurant and he tore him inside out from the ass up to the mouth. It was unbelievable. Ripped him to shreds. And what did Sisolak do? He had no security there. All he could do is what they always do. They run. They don't engage. They don't do anything. And, that's what we have as a choice, Lombardo or a criminal like that. I think Lombardo's a diversion, quite honestly, to help make sure that guy gets back in there again. But I can tell you, Joey Gilbert is not going to stand down. He is a fighter. He took on Sisolak and got the mass mandate taken down for churches in eight counties, opened up churches in eight counties, because he's a badass. When I first met Joey, it was the very first Clay Clark event in Tulsa about a year ago, and I remember standing somewhere in the hallway backstage, and I heard this thunder coming down from the stage, and I listened for 2 minutes. I'm like, holy crap, who the heck is this guy? Somebody stole my fork and speech. He was raining a shitstorm down, and I thought, I don't know who this dude is, but he's definitely one of my brothers. Met him back in the hallway, and full on intensity. He's very smart too. I mean, you know, Joey's a good looking dude. He's built like a train. He's a fighter. He's very smart, very passionate. How could you not like a guy like that? Just, you know, beautiful daughter, great asset to his campaign. But when I first met him for the first time, we just stood back there in the hallway, and it was like there were two tornadoes that bumped into each other head to head in just a conversation. Of course, we've been buddies since. And as I said, I'm going to do anything I can to help him get elected to the governorship in Nevada. And I said this to Joey, like I did Dr. Cordy Williams, hoping he comes on here tonight. You guys, you get in there. I'm telling you, if you are not a despised individual, I don't want to hear this bullshit. I got to get along, build bridges, screw the bridges. The only bridges you need are the ones in front of you to blow up, because all those bridges are built to enrich the people or enrich all the people in power and screw the citizens of this country. That machine is completely broken in terms of serving the people. Now it needs to be broken in terms of serving the politicians and political class. If you go in there and you're not raising hell every day, then you're useless. You're just another useless feeder in those halls of power, and you're doing nothing for the people. As I said before, I don't like having to take this stance publicly. I said before also, I'm glad my mother's not here so I don't have to look in her eyes and see the look on her face here in the way her son talks publicly. She would have never believed it. She probably still doesn't believe it from the ethereal realm right now either. Like, that's got to be a clone. That can't be my son. He didn't talk like that. But, you know, one thing I understand, fortunately, is there's no way to bring this down unless you attack it ruthlessly in every way, shape, and form, even rhetorically, like I have to. And I'm willing to do it, regardless of what people think of me. I could care less. Somebody told me not long ago, said, you're going to lose friends talking like that. I said, I don't need friends. I need freedom, period. Don't need any friends. I need freedom. I can't live without freedom. I said, from beginning this thing, when all this stuff came at me right in the very beginning, and look, a lot of people come at me every week about, you know, monetization activities and opportunities, you know, with the audience, and I turn them away. You know, vast majority get turned away. And these are good people with like good legitimate things that I could present. And, you know, I'm not saying we won't expand that or extend that. If I really have a real deep belief, then and I want to help, yes, I certainly will. But I turned away a lot of stuff, millions of dollars last year, because a couple reasons. Number one, I'm not here for that. Obviously, it does help fund this operation, but I see too many people when they see that happen, they're like, heck yeah, I'll take it all on. And then what happens? Then what happens? The real reason that you do what you do is not for the people anymore. It's because you got a machine that actually brings in revenue, a lot of revenue, good revenue. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I just know I wanted to stand in the purest position possible, that there is no way they can ever capture me. It's impossible. That's been tried many times in my life. I have no price tag. You can't wave anything in front of me. The biggest check you can write, I'll go tell you to fork yourself, because the only thing that counts here is getting our country back, the republic, into the hands of we the people. Outside of that, nothing matters, because anything short of that, humanity is finished. You know, this place should have been the Garden of Eden. In fact, unfortunately for us, Eden isn't burning. It's burnt. They've captured every operation. And the only way to be sure that we are always going to fight for the right reasons is to make sure nobody puts anything in front of you or me personally that I can't walk away within 5 minutes of realizing that it's going to hurt the cause of the mission. So anyways, yeah, as I told my friends, you guys running for Congress, Pastor Benjamin, Mark is running for, some of you guys saw, Dr. Mark here. He's running for governor of Oklahoma. You got, Jackson Lawmeyer, Oklahoma Senate. These are good guys. These are good people that are running for these races. And I say, I believe in them. I can tell you how they believe in me. They know that if they get in there and they do the same thing, friends or not, I'm coming after them. I'm going to rain a shitstorm down on them. And I don't mean maybe, and they know I mean what I say. They better go in there. If they get elected, they better be disruptive, because if the machine is not serving the people, the only thing that changes it is disruption or destruction. It can't go on this way any longer. It can't, because we're running out of time to save the country. So anyways, that's my little ramble for the minute. Had some very exciting things happen with Operation Tomahawk. I'm going to talk about a couple things with that just for a minute, because I got a comment on some idiot that made some comments. He's made comments about me in the past whenever we had a meteoric rise in his world. Had, large audience grow very quickly. And of course that meant that I was obviously a cabal player. And this guy's been online for a while. I won't even give you his name. It doesn't even matter. Just another MTP. But since we started Operation Tomahawk, I saw some stuff, publications he'd been saying about, you know, what we're doing over here and attacking it, and like, these clowns are ruining the movement. I can say to this guy, he's not affecting the movement in any way, shape, or form. He's been doing the same thing for years. In fact, what I would say is this. Here's what I'd say to a guy like that. Here's the difference between me and guys like that. In fact, the vast majority of these guys is this. I can tell you right now that if there was no money in podcasting, online channels, all this kind of stuff, I assure you, you would see an exodus from this space by about 98% of the people. They wouldn't be here. If there was no money in doing what we do, and I've shared with my audience openly, I've got 3 arrangements. One is with Dr. Kirk Elliott. We have brought a lot of business over to them. People getting their money out of their IRAs, 401k, stock markets, cash, whatever, getting it into silver to protect themselves from what's to come. And they give us a part of the transaction commission that happens with those exchanges. And they've been I'm grateful. They've been generous. We brought them a lot of business. That's what funds this operation. Of course, Mike Adams, one of my favorite people in the world, put together the collagen product, the Patriot Street Fighter collagen product. You can get at psfhealth.com. That's psfhealth.com. That's PSF for Patriot Street Fighter. Health.com, and you can get that collagen product. That product is instrumental in rebuilding tissues in your body. Everything's made of protein, or collagen is required for that construction, whether it's your hair, skin, nails, you know, eyes, nose, tongue, connective tissue, joints, organs. Collagen is an invaluable product to be able to have. So Mike has never done this for anybody, and I'm honored that he did it. He designed, engineered a project specifically for Patriot Street Fighter. And, you know, we make a little bit of money there, not a lot. If you buy anything else from that page, it takes you right to Mike's Health Ranger. All the stuff is available. You buy there, he gives us a cut of that too. So he's generous with that. That's helps fund us. And that root product we have out with Dr. Christina Rahm, the former CEO of Big Pharma and product formulator scientist developing drug compounds for these companies, came up with that root product. You can see all of it rolling on the screen when I'm doing videos. And that's a product engineered to fight this challenge we have today with a bioweapon. And the amazing thing about that science is Christina reformulates it every 90 days because of the evolution of these mutations that happen with these quote-unquote viruses or bioweapons. So I thought that is a very important phenomenal product. Same thing. We pushed that out there. People bought it. They give us, you know, a piece of a little piece of the revenue there. So they say it's helped fund this. Now, many people came into the point is came into this world because there's money to it. All right. Some people make a lot of money. And so when I hear this bullshit about from this clown that's saying what he's saying, here's how I come back to that. As I said before, people like that, they would, if there wasn't money doing what they do, online, podcasting, whatever, they wouldn't do any of it. How do I know that? Because this one person whose name I'm not mentioning, MTP, that's his initials, MTP. I met him at an event about 2-3 years ago. That was 2018, Disclosure Fest, Los Angeles, north side of the city where I lived, lived in the valley. And I remember him telling me, he doesn't remember meeting me, but I talked to him and he came off a panel and he said that he just decided this year to go full time into what he's doing. He was working a job. I don't know if he's a high school grad or whatever, and he's working some job and, you know, whatever it is, but he's, you know, putting out some different types of information over a couple of years and then decided he wanted to go full time. So, you know, he develops some arrangement, advertising dollars, or whatever, some product. Why? Making money. And then when he decided to go full time, you got to find other ways to make more money. So there you go. There was a guy that was setting in motion his ability to get on a channel because you can make a living. There's a paycheck. Okay. Now here's the difference between guys like that and the guys like me. I've been doing this shit for 30 years. See, I started this in 1990, my first political campaign. I worked for 16 years. I was involved in doing all these things, researching down rabbit holes, trying to wake people up. So while this particular guy, his mother was wiping his ass, I was out there doing things that he has never done, this particular guy. And this applies to other people that say this stupid stuff. These people have never done anything for this country until it became cool, until it became the in vogue thing to be part of the Great Awakening, the movement. They've never done anything. Look, if there was nothing to the Great Awakening, nobody would be around. The Great Awakening is drawing people into the movement for different reasons, because they can elevate their profile, they can start a channel, all this stuff. There's money. These guys, they haven't done shit prior to that. And on top of that, would they do it for decades for free? So from 1990 right up until 2021, the end of 2020, beginning of 2021, 1990. So for 30 years, everything I have ever done, working political campaigns, serving on different committees, Republican Party, running a state assembly race for Mark Eisler in California in 2004, took no money. We didn't have any money. Any money we had, we needed to push in the campaign. And, he wasn't able to pay me. I said, don't worry about it. I'm doing this because I believe in you. I want to help you get elected. And I was working for the Bush campaign as well. I was the precinct captain in Los Angeles in 2000 and 2004. All of that work, grunt work, knocking on doors, putting out door hangers, talking to people, having them spit at you, throw you off their porch, tell you to get out of here because I'm in a 78% registered Democrat district. Still went out there, built teams, street teams to go out there during election cycles to get people to come out and vote. Working the phone banks, all that shit nobody wants to do. None of these clowns like this guy has ever done any of that stuff. Why? No sex appeal, no publicity, no respect, no money. You don't get anything. You're doing it for your country, and you do it for free. So that's why I laugh when I hear these dipshits coming up with this kind of nonsense, because prior to 2015 or 2016, Trump coming to power, you know, what were they doing for free? And they'll say, well, I did this for free before I, you know, got an audience, whatever. Yeah, you weren't doing it for free. You were investing your time to get an audience. Then you could start find a way to monetize it. And I probably be the guy that has turned away more monetization than anybody you've probably seen online in the last 10 years. And my friends will tell you it's impossible to get through to me, because if it doesn't fit my mission, if it doesn't fit my current mission, not interested in the money. The money is not relevant to me in this battle. Winning the battle is. That's the only thing that matters. So anyways, all this is pertaining to starting Operation Tomahawk and listening to this clown put out an attack on me, as did Will Sommer in the Daily Beast. And I forget what the other hit piece was, but, you know, I read this and I'm like, those guys are losers to begin with. But the guys that are supposed to be on our side that are fragging soldiers like me in the back while we're trying to win this war, they are bigger losers than these MTPs, these shills, these milquetoast pussies, these pansies, these man-baby pussies, as Don Martin calls them. All these people on the left that are attacking us, they're not nearly as bad as these guys in this movement that are fragging people like me and others in the back during this war. There's nothing more disgraceful. I have never, folks, attacked anybody online. I have never, any of these people, truth movement people, I've never even as much as gone on their channel and made a negative comment. I see people saying unbelievable shit, and it's their lies, and I don't say anything. I don't go attack them. I don't attack anybody, ever. Unfortunately for them, I do counterattack brutally, viciously. If you're a patriot and you're shooting at other patriots, believe me, if I see it, hear it, or it's me, I'm pulling a tomahawk out and we're going to do some skull splitting. That's the only way to handle these people. So anyways, all this stuff comes back to one thing. Those people that are attacking others in a movement, they're full of shit. They're completely full of shit. And you should be able to know that just by listening to attack other people. I told people all along the way, anybody in our movement on this side, if they're attacking other patriots, unplug. You want to shut them up? Shut them down. Leave their channels. Say, I like his information. Who are you as a prince? What kind of godly Christian principles do you have if you're going to continue to listen to somebody you know is hurting this war or lying or whatever? Why would you do that? There's very few people of principle in this world, folks. Very, very few. And I'd like to say that my life has been built on it. There's many things that I have not done that I wanted to do desperately, but I didn't on principle. For certain reasons. And these people have none. And if you want to support them, I have to say you probably have none too. Why would you align yourself with anybody that harms or damages a mission? It is critical that we do not get in our own way and damage a mission. Look, I lay awake in bed at night sometimes thinking about something I may have said to somebody, something I may have said here in Revolution Radio, something I might have said on Patriot Street Fighter, that'll catch me with a knot in my stomach. And I'm like, oh my God. And I think through what I said, and then I have a regret, and then I have fear, anxiety, like panic, like, oh my God, did I do something wrong? Did I say something wrong? Should I not have? Whatever. That's how much I fret about hurting the movement, hurting Patriot Street Fighter. That's a discernment I have. I'm not arrogant enough to think that I'm always going to be right and I'm going to do everything right. So it's a concern for me all the time. These other clowns, they have no concern. It's all about them. It's about their celebrity, their star power. So when I talk about Operation Tomahawk, launching Operation Tomahawk, which, by the way, has gone stratospheric, and I'm going to explain why. It's gone stratospheric. Operation Tomahawk was most of you heard about the Patriot Switch. That's kind of this movement. A couple guys came up with a brilliant idea on how to attack the power structure, get people to switch away from companies, all these companies that are selling us poison and putting it all through our house, just like Q said in Drop 1010, chemicals, baby on the floor, hands in mouth, the start. That's when they start to poison us when we're kids with all this stuff, kitchen sink, bathroom, laundry room, all these things we use that cause us harm. And we know it. You and I know it. How do we fight back? Simple. Identify a company, American company, a patriot company, doing billions a year for decades, 37 years now, in their world, putting out natural products. Every chemical we have in this world, there's a matching natural molecular structure on the planet that can affect things in a certain biochemical reaction, a biochemical process in the body, or whatever, to accomplish what these quote-unquote poisons and chemicals do. But they will never produce these because they can't patent plants or any part of nature that this comes from. They make poisons because they can patent it. Not only do they not care the damage it does to us as people or the environment, they want it that way. With that said, why would we ever, given a choice, buy anything from these criminal, cabal-powered and run companies, Poison. Knowingly. Poison distributed to us. That we know causes cancer, different diseases, and eventually kills us at a younger age. Why on earth would we do that when there's a company or companies that have natural products? Well, quite honestly, there's companies like Tom's. Many of you know that company, Spider Deodorant. These companies like that have been bought up by companies like Unilever. You've got 11 companies, 11 major corporations that bought up the hundreds and hundreds of brand name products that you know, food and otherwise. Any brand name product you think up in your head that you've seen in a store, all of those are owned by 11 companies. 11. Johnson & Johnson, Procter & Gamble, Unilever, PepsiCo, Coca-Cola, Kraft, and a number of other of these companies. There's 11 of them. And you know what? All of those companies are controlled by three investment groups: BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard. And we know what the hell they're about. So basically, you have a few people controlling the whole world that are sending shit out there that kills all of us, inevitably, makes us sick. So now we have a solution. And when this was brought to me, the Patriot Switch, my instant answer was no. I took a call. I took a Zoom meeting because I have respect for a friend. That's the only reason. I was placating this gentleman because I love him. He's an awesome guy. He's a patriot. He's one of us. And so I took a Zoom call with a couple of people. You know, I was going to politely tell them thank you, but no thank you. And then I saw it. Everything I just told you went off in my head. And that's when I said, Holy Mary, Mother of God, here is a new weapon to add to the Patriot Street Fighter mission. We've been on the receiving end of information warfare all of our lives since the day we have been born. And our grandfathers and our great grandfathers and grandmothers, generations past, propaganda, nothing but a propaganda machine, lie after lie after lie after lie. That's all we have ever had. They've been using information warfare to bury us. Unfortunately for them, we've turned the tables. Now we've been kicking their asses for the last 5 to 6 to 7 years because there's so many digital soldiers around the world that are smoking these criminals out and letting the whole world know. That's what kicked off the Great Awakening, primarily driven by Trump, his election, the military, and the military intelligence operation dissemination program. Kicked it off. So we start kicking their ass in information warfare. Now, where does all their power come from? It comes from money. Money is what they use to kill us. Where do they get the money? They get the money from we the people. And I saw this and a light went off in my head. I'm like, there's the new warfare platform, economic warfare. We are going to get the patriots together. We're going to get them, show them what I just said, show them the insanity of us doing to ourselves what we do, buying this poisonous shit, putting it all through our house, washing our clothes with Tide. It's proven the carcinogens that are on those material seeps into your skin because your skin is your third kidney. It absorbs everything. And here we are, just like those little creatures in Antarctica, the furry little critters they call lemmings. Every year, certain time, millions of them cruise to the edge of the ocean. They start jumping off of cliffs, boom, killing themselves. A lot of them killing themselves. One jumps, they all just start jumping, one after another. Some of them live, they get back home, they breed by the millions. Come back next year, same time, they start committing mass suicide. And I'm thinking, what is wrong with this cute little insane creature? What the hell's wrong with this thing? And I thought to myself, guess what? That's us. That is us. That is exactly what we do. That's exactly what Scott McKay was doing until 2 months ago. Still going into Walmart, still going into Target, these big box stores that they herded us into like cattle because you can't get COVID standing in a line 6 feet apart in a big box store, but you can get it in all the mom and pop stores all over the nation. all of those companies, legacy businesses, and lives that these scumbag criminals destroyed, because it's only kosher to them to herd us into a couple of big box stores where we have to buy everything, including Amazon. So when we destroy everything else and we're now herded into the only a few places they control, there goes your freedom. Why? You don't do what they say. They shut off your ability to go shop for food or anything else. That's what they're trying to do. You want to fight back, folks? Here's how. Operation Tomahawk is a chokehold on these criminal powers to shut off their blood supply, shut down their cash flow, stop giving these people your money and buying poison to take home to put through your house and kill yourself and your family. That might seem absurd, and my rhetoric may be a little too forward, but folks, we got to pull our heads out of our backside here and I'm talking to you because I'm talking to myself. Most of the time when I'm somewhat offensive in a point, I'm not talking to the people. I'm talking to myself. I have done this. I've talked about these big box stores and this criminal attack on humanity all through this last 2 years. And what am I doing, folks? I'm walking into Target and I'm walking into Walmart and buying this stuff still, which makes me what? A total hypocrite and somebody not committed to his mission. So these folks didn't call me out on that Zoom. I had to call myself out. In fact, I said to them, I'm very apprehensive to say this to you folks, but I'm going to tell you right now, I am very enthusiastic with what I'm seeing. So anyways, what we did, we launched Operation Tomahawk. Now I knew what would happen, hopefully, when I put this out there. There's going to be waves of people want to know what Operation Tomahawk is. How can they get aligned to be able to buy all their natural products from one place, a legitimate, reputable, multi-billion dollar company? They're going to want to know. Knowing that, I had a foresight that could happen because of the way all of you have responded to other things that we put out there in the past. So I had a very close friend of mine, somebody I implicitly trust, had him build a technology platform that could handle the waves of people coming in and make sure as they came, I don't have the time. I had to go find some other people that I trust and are capable. So when these folks were coming in and said, I want to make the Patriot switch, I can just, put them into the right direction with the right people that could help them do that. Show them what the Patriot switch is. Show them all the details. So that platform that I built, of course, I paid for that. I pulled the guy who built it and runs it away from $160,000 a year job to do this, which means that costs me. On top of that, it's not cheap to run a platform. I pay for that too, all out of my own pocket, having never made a penny. And that was my contribution to bring these waves of people into an organizational operation so people can begin to make the Patriot switch and start working together with each other. The more people that do that, the more people we have to help get the country moving in this direction, because this is one part of the war that nobody has an excuse not to compete or join in. There is no excuse. And believe me, I've had some folks say, yeah, I don't think that's quite a fit for me. And I got to tell you, one thing I don't like to have done to me is to be lied to or bullshitted from anybody. And now in this point in my life, if somebody bullshits me or lies to my face, I call them out on it. I'm not going to withstand the insult. But when you have access to natural products that are cost competitive or cheaper than what you're getting in Walmart or Target, even if they're cost comparable, even, how could you possibly rationalize an answer to do anything else to stop, number one, funding the people who are trying to kill us for exposing them? Number two, funding the machine that manufactures these poisons, knowingly killing us, and give them the money to do it. And keeping these big box retailers alive that they herded us into so they can crush all of our friends' businesses and mom and pop stores. When I saw this and we put it together, I'm like, I said before, folks, Patriot Street Fighter is a full, all-encompassing, full-scale smoke-out operation. We have to win this country and world back ourselves. And this operation is smoking out everybody. Everybody who says they're a patriot. And look, if you don't want to participate, that's okay. It doesn't have any bearing on me personally, financially at all. But it does on this mission. So when somebody gives me an excuse like, nah, I don't think I want to do that, and they're really hardcore patriots, down rabbit holes, all that, I got to call them out. I've had to do it over the weekend, a couple of people I know, and these are good people. I said, so let me get this straight. So what you're telling me after all the intel we just discussed and how passionate you are for the Great Awakening and the movement. So what I just presented to you, you're telling me that this isn't a fit for you or you like doing things this way. You don't want to change it. So what you're saying to me is you're going to keep giving money to the people that are trying to kill me. I got to run on security teams, obviously, at great expense to myself to make sure we can still operate this plan. These people are using money to pay assassin teams to go out and kill those who are trying to expose them. So you're telling me you're going to keep funding those people, and you're also going to keep knowingly that they're selling you poison. You're putting it on your skin. You're putting it on your countertops, on your floors. You're putting it in your hair. You're putting it in your mouth, whatever you do. And you're saying now, nope, I'm still going to keep poisoning myself, and I'm going to keep giving my money to those killers. That's what you're telling me. I don't have the patience in this part of my life to listen to BS from anybody. I've turned people away from coming into Operation Tomahawk. Nobody does that out there. But when some things are said the wrong way and I see what their intentions are, if it's not to join this battle and join this war, I've told my guy that's handling a lot of this stuff for me, because I don't have the time, I can put the message out and I can direct things and oversee how things are going. But I just tell them, look, don't even bother calling this person back, because they'll go in, they'll go to tomahawkswitch.com. That's Tomahawk, T-O-M-A-Hawk, switch.com. And they can go look at the information there, put your name, you know, your whatever, your email, that in there. You can watch a video, get an aerial view of what it is. Somebody can connect with you if you want to be connected with, to take a tour, see what it's about. If not, don't worry about it. There's no net we cast out here to dredge up everything we can. I'm looking for patriots. I'm looking for fighters. I'm looking for people who will fight this war on some level, because I listened all year last year traveling the country, and I heard people say, I don't know what to do. I want to get in a fight, but I just don't know what to do. Well, I'm showing you what to do. We're going to come back here, folks, at the top of the hour. We'll jump right back in, finish this conversation, and see if Dr. Cordy Williams is in the house. We'll be right back.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern. On Studio B at freedomslips.com.
transcending time and space, let us take you to the place inside your mind where thoughts divide and mysteries unwind. Join us every Monday evening right here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And you will catch the Fenton Perspective with our great host, Lorian Fenton. Come listen in as she shares her amazing stories from the past to present, along with all of her guest secrets to the future. That's the Fenton Perspective every Monday evening right here from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, only on Revolution Radio. Oh, and you don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope.
We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. Time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Ladies and gentlemen, Scott McKay coming back at you here to top of the hour, second hour of the Tipping Point on Revolution.radio in Studio B every Monday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. And it is the C-130 gunship strafing run over the Cabal architecture everywhere in the world. We have a lot of fun doing it, and we have a lot of Patriot Street Fighters across the world, 30 to 40 countries, self-identified Patriot Street Fighters. I love you folks because you're the badasses over there. You guys are holding your ground, and you don't have 750 million guns in your country distributed among the population. So many of you people are holding the line, and it's almost a disgrace here in this country where people in America do not hold the line, and we've got all the weapons. That's the only reason why they don't have a full-scale incursion going on in this country to come after people, you know, that just refuse to comply, because, as I said before, we have all the guns. The Second Amendment is our protector, and fortunately for us, we haven't had to use that option, but that option is there, and it's the only deterrent that has kept these people from locking us down in this country, China style, like the CCP is doing to people right now. Anyways, getting back to Operation Tomahawk. This here is the new warfare platform. It's now economic warfare, and it's just the beginning. We are going to go after. This is only phase one. Phase one, we identified a company that has natural products. They can deliver. They can scale. They're doing billions a year. And I can tell you how successful Operation Tomahawk is since we put it into first gear about the middle of March. This is the end of April. And what I can tell you is what the business development folks who talked to me had told me, that what they are seeing, that's from a multi-billion-dollar company, they said what they're seeing from Operation Tomahawk is unprecedented in their history. They've never seen anything like this, an organic track of influence from the Patriot Street Fighter Nation coming to battle. And I explained it to them. They're not coming to this because of the company. You have a wonderful, incredible company. Your Patriot company, your owner's a Patriot, was named the number one most dangerous Republican of the Obama administration. Vocal guy, fights the fight. Wasn't the natural products because people could have, you know, they could have come to this for both of those reasons, right? Or it wasn't, you know, they had other personal interests, you know, again, same thing. They could have done that before. You know why they're doing it now at the speed that you're seeing? Because these are war fighters. The new warfare in this world is not military's bullets and bombs. Economic warfare and information warfare. We finally turned a tide with information warfare. This is an economic warfare platform. Your company is a tool. You know, this model is a methodology. It is a weapon with which we, the people, are going to mount an assault on the cabal powers in the corporate realm and start stripping the money out of their hands and keep it in the hands of the people and or putting it to the right companies that have a benevolent mindset on behalf of humanity. So that unprecedented growth has basically caused this vortex to start sucking patriots in. As I said before, I'm not looking for weak people. I'm not looking for people that are bored. I want patriots to come to the table and make a change. It's easy to do. It's not something people aren't doing already. They're already spending their hard-earned money on poison and paying these bastards that use that money to kill us. Period. There's no debate on this. There's none to be had. The only debate is, do we really have patriots or do we have paper dolls in this country or paper tigers? Patriot is going to join this battle and they're going to stop buying from these companies, start cleaning up their household and their environment. And I'm telling you, having spent 25 years in the wellness industry, it started at the highest levels, you know, national level competitive bodybuilding, from that stage downward, scaling down into the wellness industry, owning and operating wellness center, doing the things that I did over all of these years. I can tell you, the disease rates in this country has absolutely skyrocketed. And it's so bad that I'm going to tell you this, and you may not be able to relate to this, especially if you're a millennial. If you're a millennial, you're not listening to me, but I got to tell you something. I've seen some badass millennial Patriot Street Fighters come into the battle in the last 6 months. I got to tell you, it is pretty inspiring. In fact, my bus driver, Justin, drives my coach. He always gets pissed because he says, "Hey, I'm a millennial." And he is. He's 26 or 27. He can park that 80-foot rig, you know, it has one of the big trailers on it, into a shoebox. Like, we still don't know how he does it, but he does it. I guess by driving those big NASCAR rigs, must be why. But anyways, my mind floated there. So let me see if I can come back around and grab that point. Anyways, just calling people the battlefield. There's nothing that anybody has to do here special. Here's what I did. What I did was I went and got a garbage bag. I grabbed everything in my kitchen cupboard, threw it in a trash bag, went to the bathroom cupboard, cleaned this stuff out in the trash bag, go to the shower, go to the laundry room, all this stuff that we buy, trash bag. Why? Because I bought a home conversion pack to replace everything with these incredible natural products. And I was like, when they came in a box, it's like a package you get if you want. You can buy as little or as much as you want. It doesn't matter. You just get started somewhere. I just said, I'm getting the poison out of here. I had big gallon jugs of laundry detergent, stuff like that, that I had never even opened. You're going to give those away? They're like 19, 20 bucks. I'm like, well, I thought to myself, said to Goldilocks, so what do I say? I paid for this poison. I'm not going to throw the money away until I get this poison distributed in my life. Do you know how insane that thinking is? But I've had to shake people out of that. Like, think about what you're saying to me, right? Look, I don't care whether they do or not for them. It's their call. I mean, everybody makes their own play. I'm just saying, you know, I don't bullshit myself. I don't let people bullshit me either. But I had to call myself out as a hypocrite, doing what I was doing. And I could have done this a year ago, but you know what? Oh, I had an excuse, too busy, you know, doing other things and whatever. I almost missed this. I'm glad I didn't, because this light went off and I saw this. And I was like, holy Mary, Mother God, we're going to bring 10 million people to this Patriot Street Fighter Consumer Network. And we're going to be adding on other companies that can fill other gaps, that can provide us with a benevolent product in different realms of our living. Let's pull our money away from these criminal corporate cabal-powered companies. That's how we, the people, are going to fight back on an economic level and drain these bastards' bank accounts so they can no longer leverage it on the stock market, leveraging it with our funds, and use it to kill us. There's no other way to look at this, folks. There's no other way to look at it. And the great thing about it, when I saw this possibility, we had this explosive growth. The greatest thing is all these patriots are getting to know each other. They're excited like you can't imagine. Look, I've had independently wealthy people, business owners, wealthy, and they're talking, they're not talking to me. They're talking to some of the people I put in place, to have these conversations. I don't have the time to talk to everybody, but I keep getting reports every day. These people that are coming in, retired career military, husband, wife couples, like literally breaking down because there was a reason why they couldn't join Tomahawk, at least not right away, and was upset because they couldn't. Or business owners are extremely wealthy, like, you know what? I'm in this war, right? It's very inspiring. But the coolest thing is people who never knew each other, as they're coming together to expand this thing, they're meeting each other. They're patriots. And once you start expanding that influence or that army of friends, guess what? We get millions of us. All we got to do is put the word out. Hey, folks, here's what's coming right now. We need to mount some pressure on whatever scumbag politician, whatever thing we need to do. A finger can damage somebody by poking them in the eye, right? You take all five fingers together and wrap it up into a fist, it'll knock somebody out. That's what we're doing with Operation Tomahawk, as we're amassing the patriots, the street fighters, the patriot street fighters into a massive collective force that can be part of taking down not just this criminal architecture, but also take down the mindset that they have programmed into us. Folks, think of this. These companies spend billions in advertising, programming us that even though we know that this stuff is poison, that it is good for our environment and we should buy it. This is how insane this insidious satanic platform of propaganda is. They actually convince us, because that's how they work. The Satanists have to tell you what they're going to do to you before they do it, because if you do nothing about it, that means they're getting your permission. You're acquiescing to it, which means it stops the wheel of karma from turning on them. Hey, we told them we were going to do it. They were okay, so we just poisoned them. They didn't fight back. It's like, we got your permission. That's exactly how the Satanists work. But if you think of that insanity, it's no different than sitting in front of a TV, folks, watching some stupid drug that Big Pharma Pfizer comes out with. And they create a commercial that has, you know, this ideal, perfect life of a couple, you know, just living an amazing life. And here's this drug. I just saw a new one. It's like, it always is a drug that's named in such a ridiculous way. Trying to think of this one drug commercial. But anyways, doesn't matter what the drug is. It's carcinogenic and it's toxic. All chemicals that are created in our world, if they go into the human body, the human body's DNA does not have a blueprint on what to do with this molecular compound. Everything in nature, it's got a blueprint. You eat some type of berry that's poison, you'll vomit it up. If you put something else in your body that can help your body's got a blueprint what to do with this thing. With the chemical solutions that they put into our world, there's no blueprint. It's toxic. Your body wraps up in a ball of fat, gets it out into the fat cells as far away from the liver as possible, and keeps it stored there. And as it stores over time, things start to happen. You end up getting sick. Now, here's the thing. They know this. We know it. And then they'll roll the contraindications of a particular new drug that'll cause heart disease, can cause kidney failure, can cause your rectum to fall out on the ground in the supermarket while you're shopping. And they go through this list of insane shit to tell you what could happen if you take this drug. Talk to your doctor today about bringing quality to your life with Nuvia or whatever bullshit drug they come up with. And you know what, people? All of these drug commercials put these contraindications and they read through them. And I always think to myself for 20 years, do you know how insane this is? And yet people will hear this and they will still ask their doctor for this drug that can do all this. That is how insane we've become. That is how programmed we become. That's why when somebody told me this weekend, I don't think, you know, blah, blah, I didn't want to participate in talk. Love the idea, but I don't think whatever. And I had to call them out. So what you're telling me, this is a great lady. I love her. She's awesome. She's a total patriot down her rabbit hole. And I called her out. I said, so you're telling me that you're going to keep funding the machine that's trying to kill us. You're going to keep putting poison into your environment and your family's bodies. That's what you're telling me. You'd rather do that. She said, well, now that you put it that way, it's like, I have to put it that way. I've got to wake people up out of this insane slumber we're in, this dream spell. Because if we don't, we can't free ourselves. Listen, folks, people say, well, Jesus is going to save us. Sorry. I've been down that book for decades, and I'm telling you right now, Jesus is not going to save you. Jesus already saved us. Jesus already gave us the secrets. Yes, they've whitewashed a lot of those out of the Vatican themselves, or whitewashed a lot of the Christ message out of the Bible, took books out of the Bible for a reason, because they don't want you to discover what Christ was trying to tell the people in his ascension track over 17, 18 years traveling where he was traveling, doing the things he was doing. They killed him for it. They killed him because they didn't want you to know what your power truly is. Because if you discover it, all of us, these people are irrelevant. They'll be erased from the planet, erased from history. So I have no choice but to lean hard on people, because we are not getting a do-over to win this war. We are not getting a do-over. Reagan said it best. If we do not, he said, freedom is only one generation. We're only one generation from losing our freedom. And if we do lose it, we will descend into 1,000 years of darkness. I dare say I disagree with Reagan, because I believe it'll be permanent. I believe we will never come back. We have never had these bastards on the ropes. We've never even been a threat to them. But now they are. Now we are. Now they're scared. Now they're advancing their plan quickly. Now they're running hard, doing stuff that they have to now do out in the open to expose themselves, to try to save their asses, because they are in a death spiral. They have lost control. They've lost control of the narrative. They've lost control of many things. The fact that I can still sit here 2 years later and still do what I'm doing will tell you they've lost their controls. They've lost power. Otherwise, I wouldn't be sitting here right now. We have them in a death spiral. And we have got to collectively come together and increase the force of our attack on their structure to bring them down so they can't come back. Because trust me, if they come back, there will be no goodwill. They're going to murder billions of us. It'll just be a lot easier if they can regain that power. They're going to know what we already know what they are. They're just going to go full throttle offensive to start wiping us out by the billions. The plans are already made. They're already there. They've talked about them on TED Talks and the World Economic Forum events that they do. They say it out loud to each other on from stages. That's why we have to fight. Anyways, all right, enough of that. That is Operation Tomahawk if you want to learn more about it. If you want to become part of that Patriot Switch, joining the economic warfare platform, Patriot Street Fighter, just go to TomahawkSwitch.com. That is TomahawkSwitch.com, and take a look. Hey, if it doesn't float your boat, don't, you know, I'll dare say, don't come around. Doesn't float your boat. Because I got these people that are fielding, you know, the inflow of folks that want to know about it. And it, I'd rather their time not be wasted because they're unbelievably busy handling things that I can't possibly find a time to. You know, I say if you're tire kicker, looky-loo, we're not looking to drag people onto this battlefield. We're looking for people to run onto this battlefield ready to fight. They're not. God love you. Just don't slow us down. So, anyways, I'll tell you a little bit about my last couple of weeks that I've been on vacation. And where did I go? I wasn't a vacation. It was a non-broadcasting segment. I know some of you folks actually beat me up a little bit because you saw me when I was going to take 2 weeks off of broadcasting, popping in, putting up a video here or there. Because I had commitments I made to people on my calendar, and I couldn't just say, yeah, sorry, I'm taking a break. I'm ready to drop dead. And I just followed through. Thank you very much for those of you who had concerns for my well-being and my health. I'm always enamored by that. I don't know what I'd do without this life today with all you folks, all you people that have supported the Tipping Point. And it's always fun when I hear people say, you know, I've been watching you. I've been following you since you started the Tipping Point, which is really cool because, you know, we were pretty obscure 2 years ago this past January. We were very obscure, probably for a number of months. And, I remember, you know, on the Tipping Point, of course, it's a worldwide audience because it's all over the world, but, didn't really know what those numbers look like. And I used to put the audio out on YouTube. I take the audio, put rolling narratives to it. And then release it on YouTube later in the week and took like 12 hours to do one of those videos every week. It's about 20 hour commitment to do this radio show. It was a lot of time and I was still running around designing solar systems and, you know, out in the field. I was on a severely broken leg again, of course, after, you know, the first hit and came back from that and came over the paralysis. And then I get my life back, get a new motorcycle, boom, hit and run. Oh, by the way, speaking of hit and run, some scumbag hit my pickup truck on the street in Dallas on Friday night at 2 a.m. Yeah, another fork and scumbag has a brand new Chevy pickup and he hits my truck and, yeah, basically it's a dually. So the fenders flare out. And, so his front tire makes contact with the two rear tires and, you know, just destroys the rear fender and then drives the two rear wheels on the left side, drives them forward, and then the rear wheels on the right side of the truck shifted backwards. It's kind of like taking a pen on your desk and, you know, that's horizontal. And you just tilt it one way or the other. Did that to the axle. And it's going to be a very expensive, you know, repair, whatever. No frame damage. I got under there today, looked at it before they put it on the flatbed. But this scumbag hits it 2 o'clock in the morning, gets out. He can't run. Cause his front right wheel's bent, the whole thing's bent, the whole front right corner that truck is smashed in. And, so what he does, I learned, thankfully, a buddy of mine here right in the building, my buddy Isaiah called me out and said, hey, yesterday, I think I was walking out there, pulled up behind it in my Jeep to get a better look at it. And the guy yells at me and he comes walking up the street. I thought, I wonder if he saw this thing get hit. I couldn't move it. The vehicle wouldn't move because the axle shifted. So he comes up and tells me, yeah, here I got pictures of the guy who hit it. He saw him hit it. And I was like, are you freaking kidding me? In fact, we got a picture of this guy. Might know somewhere where he lives. Going to start doing an investigation on that. Yeah, but he backs it off the road and behind my pickup truck. And then he decides he can't do anything, but he has a tow truck come and pick it up the very next day. So imagine that. Very next day, he comes out. He still sees my pickup there, of course, and sees that he probably did, I don't know, $20,000 in damage. Yeah, imagine that. So the guy's just going to say, yeah, I'm just going to take off. Screw this guy. Well, I'll tell you what. That one's not going to end well for this guy. Hopefully I'm going to do my own due diligence on my end. And, tell you what, we're going to make sure that there's some justice in this thing here. I'm looking for, I'm going to pull up a picture right here if I can, because We're going to put this guy's face right out here on the worldwide broadcast. I'm going to throw it up on this channel so it comes out actually in a visual form. I just got to find it. Where are you? Scrolling, scrolling, scrolling. There we are. Okay. All right. Let me see if I can pull this thing up. And here's the thing. Of course, there was no license plate. It appeared to be a brand new vehicle. There's no license plate. So what do you do? You know, how do you get the guy, right? How do you get the guy? Let's see if I can expand this thing a little bit. Do my best to expand it. How do I expand this thing? Let's see. New. Bigger. Now, anyways, I'm going to go ahead and just pop this in here for a second so you can actually... Nah, I guess I can't do it. Can't bring it up. In fact, I probably need to just... send this over to my buddy Jeff over there, AMP, so he could bring this thing up. Because I want to get this picture out there and find out who this cat is. Somebody will just do damage, you know, $20,000 or more in damage to a new vehicle and then just take off. Screw that guy. You know what happens? Insurance company is going to fight to try to do the least amount of, you know, work on it as possible. So they want shortcuts and all that stuff you deal with insurance companies. So anyways, I don't know where I was going with that track, but yeah, some scumbag did what he did. And I heard he's on parole too. So that might not go over very well once we find out who this cat is. So that's what happened since we were last on here. But so I did take those couple of weeks and didn't broadcast as much. I had to go to Gettysburg, and we were with Alan and Francine Fostick at their event there. 2 weekends ago, went out to California, had to go to Goldilocks, graduated with her MBA, executive MBA from Pepperdine with honors, had to go to that graduation, beautiful ceremony, over top of looking out over Malibu, the coast of Malibu at Pepperdine. Unbelievably proud of her. She's a total brainiac, of course, and, you know, everything to her is a straight A. And so he went and had a couple days in California. Then I took off for Arizona because I spent a couple days with Russell J. Gold. And by the way, Russell J. Gold, if you have not seen War Castles on YouTube by Sergeant Horton, it's the first production I saw about Russell J. Gold. Russell J. Gold in 1999 captured the Title IV flag of this country. It was after the third and final bankruptcy of the United States when it was complete. There was an 18-day period in that space of time where the Postmaster General's office had to be vacated. The Ben Franklin Post Office had to be vacated. And in that 18 days, if nothing would have happened, meaning if Russell J. Gold had not captured the Title IV flag, we would have reverted back to the full control of the British crown. These are things that people have no idea that actually is part of our history. So once he captured that Title IV flag, patented, took it and registered it at the Pentagon, he also took it to the United Nations, laid it out to them, and they said, well, fine. And he'd been preparing for 2 decades for this. He's a federal judge. There's a lot of things you're going to learn about Russell J. Gold because we're going to do a series on him, a 4-part series, to show the world how the cabal powers, even though they don't have legitimate constitutional power, will continue to set about on their destroying ways to destroy this country and destroy the world. Anyways, when Russell then went to the United Nations to register that flag, and that, of course, is our flag without the admiralty fringes around it, the yellow admiralty fringes, which if it does have an admiralty fringe, that means you're standing on a ship. You are under admiralty or maritime law. You yourself are considered a dead vessel. You. That's why your name is in capital letters on your birth certificate. It's a complete sham shit show on what they did to leverage you, your life, control it, enslave you, and make make a massive fortune off of your ability to live and breathe through the trust that is in every one of your names. Every American has a massive trust. I know mine's worth about $65 million that they've been trading on the stock market since the day I was born, and all kinds of stuff you're going to learn. And there's ways to get access to this. And anyway, so when Russell took that flag to the United Nations, said, we'd be happy to, but all the lands of the world are all taken up, you know, with their own flags. He says, this land isn't. And he showed him. He showed them the documentation to show what had happened, what he had accomplished. And he captured that Title IV flag. And according to all the laws and codes and subsections of international law, et cetera, that flag was registered at the United Nations, voted on by 200 nations, which effectively makes Russell J. Gold the authentic commander-in-chief of the United States and Postmaster General. That's going to be a tough thing to swallow for many people, having me just say this. I've known this for a couple years. Nearly 2 years ago, I did a couple of shows here in a tipping point on Russell J. Gold, and I actually played War Castles. I met Russell last year when Sasha Stone and I were on tour. Sasha invited me invited all of us to get to go to Russell's house so I could interview Russell, which I did. I haven't seen the interview yet. It's about an hour, and there's a documentary coming out, and I haven't seen that yet, but I decided we were going to go ahead and get this kind of information exposed. And you're going to learn some things, folks. When I tell you these people are criminals, these cabal powers and these politicians that are paid by them, when we're done with this four-part series, you're going to understand how criminal they are. One guy they don't fork with is Russell J. Gold. I'll let him get into the absolutely surreal details of his story, and the things he can do in the world now, how he can travel. He paid a price. They nearly killed him. He would not surrender the flag, was in a prison. Federal marshals beat him nearly to death for 10 months. He went from 167 or 87 pounds down to 102 pounds, and he would not break. He wouldn't even eat any of their food, because once he would eat food, that would be an acknowledgement that they could take him down and process him, which means fingerprint him and all that. He refused because he knows they have no authority, no power. They're a corporation that doesn't run by laws. They run by corporate statutes. And if you're inside that corporate structure, they can do what they want to you. There's ways to get outside of that structure. You know, you've heard Mickey Klan talking about that as of late. Ann Vandersteel talks about getting her American state national status. Of course, Russell J. Gold's process. There's nobody on earth that has the wingspan in this space that he does. The knowledge on all this stuff. In fact, I actually filed my claim of the life with him, over that past week to make those moves to free myself from this criminal, corporate assault on humanity. These are a lot of great things you're going to learn, but I spent a couple days with Russell, and Rachel. Rachel is his, kind of media director and also love interest. And, great girl. One thing I like about her, she's very protective of Russell and how he handles, you know, media operations. So for me, it's a real honor because nobody's ever had this opportunity to do what I'm about to do, and that is to give Russell J. Gold the exposure to the world in a way, in sequential steps that'll help you understand what he went through, the quantum grammar syntax, the parse syntax grammar system that he created to nullify all these criminal contracts back hundreds of years. He's rewritten constitutions for probably 100+ nations. He has created a quantum banking system. He understands banking better than anybody I've ever met. Bankers can't hold a candle to this guy. I don't care if they're a Citibank president. He understands things that they can't even fathom. He understands the judicial system better than the federal judges do, because they've actually disrobed and came off the bench and sat across the table from him, because he is a federal judge. Come and sat with him, and every time they take that robe off, it costs them $10,000, but they've done it because they know that he has more knowledge, and knowledge is power, than they could possibly fathom. And he knows that they know that he knows that they know that the federal judicial system is a complete criminal shit show. It is unlawful. And just the fact that they're conducting it, since he closed all the courts after he was recognized as the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States. This is the shit you're going to learn about Russell J. Gold. Now you're going to say, well, how can we not know about it? Folks, how did you not know about the child satanic ritual abuse, brutal sodomy, brutal torture, and cannibalism and bloodletting of the children by Hollywood actors and the elite politicians in this country and the Vatican and royal families and judges and FBI agents and police officers and attorneys? You didn't know about that either, right? But when you found out, it was stunning to you. Guess what? Just the tip of the iceberg of what you're about to learn. And I want you to learn this because I want to show proof and evidence that when I call Washington, D.C. a crime syndicate, it was right here in the tipping point 2 years ago, right out of the gate. I told the world Washington, D.C. is a crime syndicate. Those politicians are criminals. They're on the take. They're being paid to do things and to not do things. Crime syndicate. This is going to show you how criminal it really is. Because once Russell J. Gold had captured the Title IV flag, the first organization that signed on with him was the United States Navy. Because the Navy, everything in the world moves through shipping ports. You cannot move anything on the planet or commerce in general without the proper shipping authorizations, which he had. Because now you had a Navy with no country with ships docked around the world. So they signed on with Russell J. Gold as the legitimate, constitutional, recognized by 200 nations commander-in-chief. And now even today, no matter what you see with the cabal operations continuing, with the Bushes destroying the towers in 2001, with the endless wars, with the attacks on Syria, Lebanon, the overthrow of Mubarak in Egypt with the help of the Mother Muslim Brotherhood, Yemen, all these countries that our military wing of the cabal, which is Washington, D.C., destroyed and murdered how many millions of people? The Bushes and the Cheneys and the Clintons continued on that track of wanton destruction and murder of humanity because they have no regard. They're Satanists. It actually feeds them the energy they need to survive. They continued on. But now even today, there are military generals, Navy, Army, in the company of Russell will snap to attention, commander on deck. That's how he's treated in these places around the world. He's led an amazingly humble life, but I can tell you he's nothing short of a genius, and I know some very, very smart people in the world now, and I can tell you they confirm that Russell is a genius. Now, with geniuses, I always say with a genius, there's oftentimes a red wire connected with a green wire in their head somewhere, so sometimes shit doesn't quite add up. I tell Goldilocks that too. It's like sometimes the stuff she does, I'm like, there's that red wire and green wire connection, you know, causing some goofy stuff. I'm not saying Russell's that, but his genius is that when he has discussions with you or with me, he's so far beyond in metallurgy, in science, and it's amazing what he can do. I mean, he actually is the guy that created and we're going to learn about this. He's the one that created blockchain technology. It was him that wrote the code for blockchain. Guess what happened? Just like the patent office or any other entity, they stole it. Say, so Bitcoin and all these blockchain technologies, yeah, that's Russell's creation invention back in 2001. But things get stolen. People do what they do. I did talk to Dr. Sandra Rose Michael, who's personal friends with the Admiral, Navy Admiral, who's head of the new Federal Reserve, the quantum banking system up in Reno. And he has confirmed that Russell has a very important part in our future when we get to that point. So it's going to be a really cool four-part series. We're going to do segments of a documentary that was shot called Last Flag Standing. And it's Russell, in his words, talking about this track of going through this process for decades, preparing to capture the Title IV flag, making sure we could solidify our quote-unquote freedom, at least legitimate freedom. Now, the cabal powers don't allow that to happen because they continued on doing what they do, fight wars, killing people, stealing people's money. But there's a lot of amazing stuff you're going to be able to learn from him And actually, he's part of Operation Tomahawk as well. So a lot of very powerful, important people are moving toward this operation because they see the brilliance in the beginning phases of this kind of plan to fight the cabal powers head on, because we, the people, have all the money. We have all the numbers. You want to develop a large scale revenue stream in this country. You don't tax the rich. You couldn't run the government for 7 hours if you stripped every billionaire in this country of their money. But the massive wealth is among the hands of we, the people, the hundreds of millions that make smaller amounts of money. And that's the force we're going to use against these criminals. And Russell sees that. That's why I said it's a brilliant idea, economic warfare. What a great start from this seat. So that's what we'll do. I'm going to work on trying to get some of that stuff out this week. I'm going to section off that documentary into four parts, so that way we can watch part of it. I think it might be roughly less than 2 hours, I believe. We're going to watch a quarter of that on one of our shows here, and then we're going to pause that part, that segment, and then we're going to do a discussion with Russell and kind of a Q&A. We'll have a Q&A with that. And I think it's just going to be a fascinating education for all of us. He's one of the most interesting people I've ever met. Certainly got to be the bravest, what he's endured. And he's still alive. You know, it's pretty amazing that, you know, they did try to kill him, try to beat him to death. But he does, I'll let him tell you, but he does amazing things with that brain power. And it's just pretty cool. And he's a world-class athlete, too. He's an unbelievable basketball player. And he's a scrapper, too. He can fight. I might even be spending the summer in Wyoming with Russell this summer coming up. Good thing is I can broadcast from anywhere, but Wyoming might be a good place to try to decompress a little bit, get some riding on the Dragon, get some fly fishing in, which I haven't had time to do for a long time. Probably spend a lot of time on horseback and, you know, during the days and talking to you people at night. Let me see. What else can I drag up here? There's something came at me today from my friend Robert out in Las Vegas. Sends me a lot of intel. He's got contacts with some very high level. These are black ops guys that are connected to Trump. Let's see. Okay. Hey, yeah. Jeff, if you don't mind, let's bring up that pickup truck. I want to show you the pickup truck that took out my pickup truck. I don't know. Well, it's kind of hard to get an expanded look at that, but right here is the guy that hammers my truck, the rear quarter panel and the rear axle. And I don't know what he's doing sitting here calling somebody, but that's the guy. I got it on my phone. I can expand and get a close up of this dude, but he's the one that apparently he was drinking. And, that's what he did to either his truck or somebody else's. And then just decided he was going to skirt away. No license plate on the truck. The guy told me front or back. My buddy said, there's no license plate front or back. He said, man, I wish I got the VIN number. But there's the guy, another one of these scumbags that do this kind of shit. I've had two vehicles now damaged like this in Dallas. This is the second one. I've got a Grand Cherokee Overland. Somebody did something like that to a right quarter panel. And then the other hit and run would put me into Baylor Trauma Center, destroying my left side again, cost me another $150,000 in medical bills. These bastards just take off. They just run. They just take off. And unfortunately, on that hit that put me back down for another 2 years, 2.5 years, 1 year on crutches and another year and a half on a knee scooter. Dude, you get people, you go through like, you know, 5 or 7 years of your life on crutches and canes and knee scooters and stuff like that. Life's pretty tough. It sucks. So when I see guys like this pull shit like that, just like they did that hit and run that damn near killed me again, I get a little bit irate, and I'm like, okay, let's put this out there in the world. Anybody know this guy? You've seen this guy before? If he lives in your building, send me an email to patriotstreetfighter@gmail. patriotstreetfighter@gmail.com, and I'll take it from there. Anyways, thanks for putting that up, Jeff. As the Patriot Street Fighter smokeout continues, right here. There's a smokeout. You know, the universe works in interesting ways, because I just assumed that I was going to try to get the cameras from the two buildings. My building did have a great camera angle to pick this up, but the building beside me that's owned by the same entity downtown here, I thought I'm going to see if we can get their camera video, their recorded video on it from the 2 a.m. Friday night, or I should say 2 a.m. in the morning, Saturday morning hit. And, but I thought, man, what's the chances of finding this guy? Well, the universe works in mysterious ways, because I was getting out of my Jeep and walking over to take a look at this, and a guy yelled at me. Isaiah comes up and says, "Hey, man." I said, "Did you see this?" He said, "Yeah, I saw it. I got pictures." I'm like, "Holy crap, you're kidding me. Maybe we're going to get somewhere." Anyways, I'm going to jump back over to my buddy Robert. Here's some interesting stuff, folks. Now, I'm going to read this to you because I don't want to go against necessarily a narrative, but I think we can't afford to not think critically of everything. And here's why. We know about Elon Musk's move on Twitter. We know that there's potentially an operation, part of the operation, the plan to seize control or destroy social media platforms that have been censoring people and pushing one viewpoint for the criminals. But I got to tell you, a lot of this information I get from my friend, again, he's talking, his close friends with a Black Ops guy who's one of the Black Ops teams that's doing the work for our, I guess, official commander-in-chief, as it's official at the moment, Donald Trump, because operations sides of the military are obviously loyal to the country. The Pentagon, the politicians and all that bullshit, they're criminals. They're politicians. They're not soldiers. They're politicians, and they're all corrupt. The Pentagon's loyal to the resident, as X-22 calls it, the clone. That's what I call it, the clone. Those guys are loyal to the clone because it's a captured operation. But the real operational guys that do the heavy lifting in the military, they're not. That's why you're not seeing these people spilling out into wars over in Ukraine. We get our asses kicked there anyways. I'm glad we don't. And that's no slight to our war fighters. It's just that many of them don't understand that the defensive electronics weaponry that Vladimir Putin's military has built is unmatched. We don't want to go down that road. That's why the USS Donald Cook was buzzed by those MiGs back in 2013. And if you know anything about naval operations or security operations at sea, no bird gets inside of a 150-mile barrier radius of any naval fleet. Otherwise, they scramble sorties. You got F-18s jumping off the deck. Now the Raptors are coming off the deck too. And they're scrambling, and they're turning them away, or they're shooting them down. How the hell? I think these were MiG-31s, I think. They look like 29s, but I think they're 31s. They roll by, okay, and I forget, off is it starboard bow, left side? Can't even remember that now. And they come rolling by, two of them, pair of them. They bank, and they cruise around, and I thought, how is it possible that Obama's weakened our military so much that now even the Russian fighters will just buzz our naval ships? I'm like, this is unbelievable. What I didn't know at the time and learned, the reason that they could get that close, the USS Donald Cook was dead in the water. Their electronics warfare is so sophisticated. They shut down the screws on that boat. They shut down the weapon system. They shut down all power systems. That thing was a floating hunk of metal. And I think really what Vladimir Putin was saying, if you keep forking with us, we're going to sink your whole Navy by tomorrow afternoon everywhere on the earth. Because they could dismantle any part of the operations of these vessels and then sink them. So anyways, what was the point I was going to make about that? That's another one of those rabbit holes I walk into and sometimes get lost. So here's what came to me. And I read it and I thought, I don't like to hear this, but I'm not going to discount it. Just in case. So here's what my friend sends me. By the way, for all you Twitter fans, keep track of my time here on Revolution Radio. Make sure I don't go over. Music comes rolling in, and when it comes rolling in, takes it away from me before I'm ready to finish up. So I hate ending on a track where I got to scramble out the door and slam it on you folks. Anyways, it says, by the way, for all you Twitter fans hoping for free speech, sobering news. Guess who is truly funding Musk's takeover? Surprise. NATO, quote, surplus funds bank, 21B, are funding Twitter's takeover. Now, if this is true, again, it's very disturbing. NATO Surplus Funds Bank, and it says LITE, that's the hyphen that kind of does a little squiggle, you know. It's not straight line. It does sort of a up and down. 21B are funding Twitter's takeover. You probably also noted Musk's teasing regarding buying other well-known companies. Now you know the goal of US/NATO this year was to incorporate UKR, which is Ukraine, into NATO. Unfortunately, Russia had to interfere with their plans or perish and be carved up like a pizza like Yugoslavia was. He says, I keep on referring to Tito and the carve-up into seven states of Yugoslavia in the 1990s by NATO's Commander Wesley Clark and led by Madeleine Albright and or orchestrated rescue and suppression of hostilities while protecting Nazi-leaning Croatians and Slovenians. I do not truly comprehend why depleted uranium bombs were dropped in Kosovo and surrounding zones. Yep, that did occur, as they also did the same in Libya, Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan and Ukraine. Refer to Eastern Georgia and Ukraine, parentheses, first Crimea and then the Donbass, where Russians were being exterminated and Rusky forces were asked to step in, which has happened once the election coup, or I should say the coup of the president in Ukraine back in 2013-14. I just went through some of that information today. I can't remember these guys' names. I know them. I might have been Yukanovich, or I don't know if it was Yushchenko was the one that was installed as a puppet when Yovanovitch was pushed out in that coup because he wanted to align with Russia, and U.S. and their cabal controllers wanted Ukraine into NATO. They wanted them brought into NATO, into the EU, because that's where they have the hub central for their child trafficking operations, their butchering machine, all the crimes and all the money that have gone into Ukraine. I think another $5 billion went into Ukraine by Biden, which I assure you is going to be some weapons, of course, everything short of nukes, they said, they're sending. And this is going to kill people. It doesn't matter. They don't care who they kill, either side. They just want death. The Satanists just want death. But a lot of that money is going to be laundered through that foreign aid department over in Ukraine, and more so in Ukraine than any other country where we send money to, Egypt, Israel, you know, maybe France and Germany, whatever, where it's siphoned off by the criminals that receive it, put into their foreign accounts, and also siphoned off to the U.S. politicians who are bribed and said, yes, I'll vote yes. I'll vote yes on this so you can put it into my overseas foundation. That's how these guys get rich. That's a fact. It's a known fact. Military intelligence showed this to us. So anyways, yeah, Russian forces, of course, when this was going on back, you know, back when they overthrew that government in a coup, Eric Chiarmella is apparently the one who hired the Georgian mercenaries to be shooting these people, these 100 people that were assassinated from buildings during the protest, to kick that off, to kick the whole revolution off. These were Georgian hired mercenaries who I saw today in some video are willing to testify that they actually did this. They were hired to do it. They'd get immunity, of course. Doesn't make them good guys, but at least they're, you know, find a way to get them to tell the truth. And so that was all led by the Obama-Biden administration, because they need to have them aligned with them, not Russia. They know Vladimir Putin is one of the good guys fighting back. So what they start doing, they start attacking people in the Donbass. There are 1 million Russian Ukrainians in the Donbass, and they're the ones they've been killing. Tens of thousands of the Ukrainian military has been slaughtering them. Some of you saw what they did. I forget which building it was. It was in Kiev. They burned them to death. Lit a building on fire, and there's about 20, 21 of them. Burned them to death. I don't care who you are. Can you imagine our military doing something like that, getting away with it? But that's who these neo-Nazis are there. So anyways, talking about this particular issue with Elon Musk, he says, I could go on, but what a friggin' demonic mess. So much for good things happening. Of course, he doesn't believe in the plan. He said, the plan, complete bullshit. I'm not going to acquiesce to that yet. I have not backed up on the plan. I still believe the plan. I believe there's a plan in place. Now, does it mean everything's going to look Bulletproof? No. No, it's not. There's always going to be things that are suspect. Why is that? I would have to say that it was probably Juan explained this to me when I was asking about General Flynn. And you guys know there's open controversy there. I've talked to General Flynn about this personally for about 30 minutes, maybe 6 weeks ago. What's really going on? What's this about? Because look, if General Flynn was crooked, I want to know. I don't care if I'm in his presence every month or not at the Reawaken Tour events. I see him every month. My security guys know his. They're good people. But it doesn't mean that I'm not just going to, you know, just carte blanche, give everybody a pass. But there's one thing I will do in this case with especially General Flynn. I've said this before. I could be right, could be wrong. I don't know. I said this before. If you're going to infiltrate the Khazarian mobsters who have been at this for 1,400 years, they have never, never come close to losing control. They sure as hell did in 2016 when Trump threw sand in the gears and they won the presidential election because they stopped the voter fraud and theft in 5 swing states. Space Force shut it down. Trump talked about putting up Space Force. It was already up, folks, believe me. He was just kind of exposing it. But they already had that. They shut it down, and they, of course, made sure that, you know, the states that they were going to steal that wouldn't allow them to win the election had happened, and, you know, the evil witch didn't take power. But you have to understand that it's kind of like being an FBI agent who's going to infiltrate the Mongols. You better be ready to do some bad shit, because if they find out who you are, they're going to kill you. And I say that with all due respect with my brothers on Harley Davidson's, the Mongols. I see them sometimes when I'm out on the road. Some will roll on by. You know, let me just segue into a little side note here. The Mongols, these guys go to jail for doing what politicians do. It's bullshit. But you have to be able to learn what the other side does to come up through the ranks to infiltrate them. So don't think it's as easy to pick up as it seems. Keep an open mind. But anyways, we are out of time. I just rolled right into the break. Sorry we missed closing this out the right way today, folks. But this is the Tipping Point Revolution Radio. Scott McKay here every week, 8 to 10 p.m. on revolution.radio. Thanks for being here tonight. And we will see you next week right here this week. Good night, folks.
Junkie, I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. And that's it. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Number one listener-supported radio, the printing press for freedom at a time when freedom is needed the most.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is